Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Much of Columbus County is now considered to be in a severe drought. The state drought monitor on Thursday showed the county teetering on extreme drought designations. No burn bans have been issued for our area, but fire conditions are worsening for the entire state. No significant rain is expected for the next week. Jarrell Yeoman was arrested after a chase Thursday afternoon near Bolton. The Riegelwood man was wanted in Bladen County for assault with a deadly weapon. He allegedly fled from a traffic stop in the 1800 block of Blacksmith Road. He was taken down and he is being held under a $101,000 secured bond. The driver of another speeding car that was stopped by deputies was allegedly impaired, had empty vodka bottles and drug residue in the vehicle, along with a young child who was not properly restrained. That was also on Thursday. Kimberly Mitchell was arrested after driving more than 80 miles an hour on U.S. 74 near Chadburn, according to the sheriff's office. When she was finally stopped, the report said, Mitchell was slurring her speech and was allegedly trying to hide plastic bags that had cocaine residue in them. The child was unhurt. Mitchell was jailed under multiple charges. Three youth, including a 14-year-old juvenile, were detained after allegedly stealing two cases of beer Wednesday. James Huggins, age 18, and Leighton Hall, age 20, were charged with misdemeanor larceny contributing to the delinquency of a minor and underage consumption of alcohol. Both were out on bond on unrelated charges. They allegedly took the beer from a Whiteville store and were sharing it with a 14-year-old when they were caught. The younger boy was released to a family member. Two other young suspects were cited for breaking and entering after allegedly exploring a local school that was used in a movie. The pair was spotted exiting the Acme Delco Middle Cafeteria on April 24th, according to the sheriff's office. The 18 and 20-year-old admitted that they broke into the school because it was used in the movie The Black Phone. Both were cited for misdemeanor breaking and entering. They'll appear in court on May 12th. Wildlife biologists are at Lake Waccamaw taking blood samples from alligators to check for toxins in the water. Alligators provide greater overall data because they retain toxins from the prey animals that they eat. The biologists are being assisted by law enforcement officers from different communities who are learning how to wrangle the big saurians in order to protect the public in their towns. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Chadburn. Events will be taking place all week long leading up to the big day on Saturday. Strawberry Parade has been moved to 11 a.m. this year. So look for a full list of events on our website. Gatorfest at Lake Waccamaw was massive Saturday. It was the second year in a row for the event. Hundreds turned out for the early morning run along the lake, and even more enjoyed a day of music and fun at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. The second annual Spring Fling Flock Swapper Gurganus Feed Store saw a packed house as well. More than 350 pet owners had their animals vaccinated against rabies by Animal Protective Services. Other folks turned out to enjoy food trucks, a free bouncy house for the kids, and vendors from the Columbus County Farmers Market. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.